This is Jersey at 5. I'm Francine Jordan Higgins. The top stories. Investigators say the grounding of the Commodore Clipper was due to a lack of planning by the crew. Five Jersey schoolboys who were arrested after the death of fellow pupil Morgan Hewlin will remain on bail until the end of September. And Glasgow City Council has suspended the driver of the bin lorry that crashed in the city centre, killing six people. Investigators say the grounding of the Commodore Clipper was due to a lack of planning by the crew, who failed to take into account an unusually low tide. The UK's Marine Accident Investigation Branch has reviewed the grounding of the passenger ferry off Guernsey a year ago. The report says the Commodore Clipper grounded on a rocky shoal in the approaches to St. Peter Port in Guernsey. No one was injured, there was no pollution, and the Clipper continued its passage into the harbour. But Steve Clinch from MAIB says there was significant damage, including breaches of the hull, which led to some flooding.
These ships are very well equipped. The people on board are pretty professional. What happened here, I think, is a case of, because they've done it so many times, there was a degree of complacency set in. And I think this accident was a good wake-up call for Condor, and they have substantially changed the way they operate on board the bridges of these ships going forward. So, you know, some good has come out of this accident.
Condor says it has cooperated fully with the MAIB investigation and entirely accepts the findings of the report. Investigations into the death of a 16-year-old Jersey schoolboy could take several more weeks, and the five teenagers arrested in connection with his death will stay on bail until they're completed. Morgan Hewlin died a month ago, Chris Soane reports.
Mr. Hewlin was found in a Trinity Lane on the 5th of July. He was taken to hospital, but died soon afterwards. Five teenagers were arrested in connection with his death, but none have yet been charged. Today, officers said they would stay on bail until forensic tests and other investigations have been completed. Their bail's now due to expire on the 30th of September. A Home Office pathologist is working to find out exactly how Mr. Hewlin died. Police say they have to wait until all those tests are finished before they decide what action to take.
It's emerged that Glasgow City Council has suspended the driver of the bin lorry that crashed in the city centre just before Christmas, killing six people. An inquiry is taking place into the incident, and officials say they need to question him about allegations that he lied about his medical history. From Glasgow, Kevin Keane reports.
Harry Clark was at the wheel of his bin lorry 3 days before Christmas when he blacked out. His vehicle continued moving, killing six people and injuring many more. It eventually crashed into the wall of a hotel in the busy George Square. During the inquiry, it's emerged he'd suffered numerous blackouts, dating back to the 1970s, but he'd not been honest in several medical declarations. Glasgow City Council says it needs to put these allegations to Mr. Clark, but will wait until the inquiry has concluded. In the meantime, he's been suspended on a precautionary basis.
The Jersey Care Inquiry has been hearing about the political fallout as historic abuse allegations became a global news story. Richard Duo currently works for the state's inquiry team, but in 2007 was a civil servant in the health service. His political boss at the time was the then Senator Stuart Sivray, Kurt Peters reports.
Richard Duo's job in 2007 involved supporting the health chief executive and briefing the health and social services minister, Stuart Sivray. He told the inquiry Mr. Sivray was hardworking, bright and articulate and had been popular in the department. But Mr. Duo said the former senator circulated details of a live abuse case without deleting the name of the child concerned. He also said Mr. Sivray raised concerns about how abuse allegations against Jane and Alan Maguire were handled. Senator Sivray later wrote on his blog that he'd been kept in the dark over the Maguires, who were never prosecuted. But Mr. Duo showed the inquiry minutes from two health committee meetings from 1999, suggesting Senator Sivray had in fact been present when the Maguire allegations were discussed.
A former Jersey policeman charged with making indecent photographs of children has been committed to the Royal Court for trial. 56-year-old Peter Philip Whitehouse retired from the States of Jersey Police in December 2009. Mr. Whitehouse, who appeared in the Magistrates' Court this morning, was remanded in custody. He'll appear in the Royal Court on a date to be announced. A ship carrying more than 350 migrants who were rescued after their boat overturned off the coast of Libya has arrived in Sicily. It's believed more than 200 who were also on the vessel drowned. The Irish Navy commander, Brian Fitzgerald, said some of the actions of the rescue team were remarkable.
One of our young sailors recovered a husband, wife and their infant child. The infant child had lost consciousness. The Irish Navy sailor resuscitated that child and then went on to rescue other people. The parents alerted him again that the child had slipped into unconsciousness. He knew from his training that by rubbing the back of the child and gently tendering there, the child eventually vomited and the child has survived. And we are full of those stories.
The owners of Jersey's Lindale Sports Shop says they're still unable to get into the building after a pipe burst. The store in Trinity sells school uniforms, sports kit and coats. Staff say a lot of stock has been damaged just a month before the new school term starts. Myra Fossey is hoping they can reopen on Monday.
Unfortunately, we found out this morning about 7 o'clock, so we called the plumber when we discovered water in the stockroom and the shop. And discovered that a nut had sheared off on a pump, and the pump had been pumping all night, pumping water through the stockroom, above the stockroom, I should say, and it's gone into the stockroom and then down into the shop.
Gibraltar have announced they're bidding to host the Island Games in 4 years. The news comes a day after Guernsey revealed they were planning a bid to host the event in 2021. The next Games will be held in Gotland in 2 years' time. The last time Gibraltar hosted the Games was back in 1995. The actor George Clark, best known for his role as the wheeler-dealer Arthur Daly in Minder, has died aged 90. David Shewitt has fond memories of acting with George Cole in Tom Sharp's Blot on the Landscape.
He was the ultimate professional and extremely generous to me as an actor, playing my first major role on television that actually launched my career. And it was as much through George's professionalism that upped my game and gave me the confidence to act the role as I did.
St. One's Manor can be seen on the latest set of Jersey Stamps. A special miniature sheet's been issued by Jersey Post in celebration of the 450th anniversary of Sark. The stamps highlight the history of the island, which has strong links to Jersey. They've been illustrated by artist Nick Schuring. They're available from today. The sudden death of former Apprentice star Stuart Baggs was caused by an asthma attack, police have said. The 27-year-old's body was found after officers were called to his Isle of Man home on the 30th of July. Inspector Ian McMillan said Mr. Baggs had suffered from asthma for many years and died as a result of his condition. Police have informed the coroner that the Plymouth-born entrepreneur died from natural causes. The new vicar of St. Luke's Church will be inducted into his role this evening. The Dean of Jersey, the Very Reverend Bob Key, will host a special service presided over by the Bishop of Dover. Reverend Nick Barry has come to Jersey from his previous post as Deputy Chaplain-in-Chief in the Royal Air Force. In entertainment news this evening, Jersey is to host an exclusive film preview of the latest Hollywood blockbuster starring Jersey actor Henry Cavill. Fans of the superstar are told there are only 250 tickets available. Julie Flanagan has the details.
He exploded onto our screens in a blue suit and red cape as Superman. And now Jersey actor Henry Cavill is back. This time he's starring in director Guy Ritchie's film The Man from U.N.C.L.E., a film about the CIA in the 1960s. Mr. Cavill, who's an ambassador for Dural Wildlife Park, wants his fans at home to see it before anyone else in Europe. Cineworld Jersey is hosting an exclusive preview of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. on Thursday the 13th of August. Any money from the screening will be given to the conservation charity to save endangered species. Ticket holders are told to expect an additional surprise on the night too.
Sports news now, and cricket fans could scarcely believe their eyes this morning when Australia were bowled out for just 60 runs in the fourth Ashes test at Trent Bridge. The tourists didn't even make it to lunch. Pat Murphy watched their collapse.
Play started at 5 minutes past 11. By 6 minutes past, the Australian opener Chris Rogers was on his way, the first duck in his test career.
Here is Stuart Broad into Chris Rogers. He's up to the wicket now. He bowls. Oh, Rogers comes forward and he's got it. He's gone.
By 20 past 11, the Australians were four down.
Broad again it is. He's in. He's up to the wicket now. He bowls and... Oh! And he's gone. He's caught there. And take a slip.
And the wickets kept tumbling. The final wicket went down at 20 to 1. Australia all out for 60. Their lowest score in an Ashes innings since 1936.
In reply, England were 151 for 3 a short time ago. It's coming up to 10 minutes past 5.
Loving where we live. Weather.